Last week we left off here in Shaar Bitachon, Perek Dalet, discussing the Chavos Levavos tells us the mistakes people make when they are being mefarnes other people. And we were struggling a little bit to understand. It was a little bit of a chiddush, the idea that the Chavos Levavos says that a person, there are three levels of parnasa. There's what a person needs for himself, and he said that's guaranteed. There's nothing to even think about that. Your own parnasa, it's guaranteed. Muftachas himelikim lechol nivresha by ruach chayim atzayif yamav. Everything that's alive or needs parnasa gets parnasa, including a daisy and a plant and a petunia. If Hashem created you, Hashem sustains you as long as He feels He needs you on this earth. So there's nothing to worry about yourself. And the second level is the parnasa for the closest to you, your wife and your children, and your avodim, your workers. This already is not so muftach to you. I looked back in the Mefarshim. I told you last week. It's muftach to them. They're muftach individually. They're going to be, but not through you. It's not muftach that you have to be the one to finance even your wife and your children, because all these things are relationships that can be severed, chas v'shalom, or you're not in a position. It can be a person who's so poor they put your kids, take your kids away. Someone else will finance your kids. I have talmidim that I'm a fan of them, not their parents. So you're, anybody but yourself is not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed that you'll be a fan of your own wife, your own children, your own parents, your own servants. It's not so. You have to have a schus for that. And then there's the third level of parnasa, which is hon, which is extra money. And you have to have a special schus that the extra money, which is beyond what you need for yourself and your wife and your children, and what you need for your immediate needs, for those you have obligations to, what do you do with this extra money? To be zaycha, that the extra money should be used properly, he says you have to have a big schus to give it to the right places. Because otherwise, as we said last week, we ended off, you can be collecting money and earning money and hustling to support your wife's second husband. Or to support the guy who's going to kill you and mug you and take your money away. It's a sarcastic statement. That's not a schus. He means it sarcastically.
No.
He says you might be saving it for somebody else. You don't want to. Or your biggest sign.
In order to support your wife, you have to have a schus.
Yeah, you have to have a schus.
How do you get it?
It's a schus to fulfill any obligation.
Right.
In other words, to support yourself is not such a, that's not a schus. I mean, that's basically what you're all about. Anything beyond your immediate needs is not guaranteed, and to the extent it's not guaranteed, you need a schus to fulfill what is not mamish your essence. It's not your essence.
How do you acquire that schus?
That's about schus. Everything in the world needs a schus. So you have to daven, you have to be zoichet for a schus. Mitzvah geres mitzvah. I'm not going into that right now. Then this we left off last week, and the big mistake is he says that when you are mefarnes somebody, so you have extra money, or you don't have extra money, so there's two kinds of people you support outside yourself. Those you have a chiyuv to, and those who you don't have a chiyuv to. You have a chiyuv to your wife in the ksuba, you have a chiyuv to your children, you have a chiyuv to your workers, and then there's people where it's voluntary. Whatever it is, whenever you give money to somebody outside yourself that came to you through you, you are the mailman, so to speak. So if you remind that person that you did them a favor, as if you did them a chesed, and therefore they should praise you for that, and they should do something to you for that, you want to get an advantage out of them, or you're proud of the fact that you supported them, you're wrong. If your person is not moidel Hashem, al shazika oisoi, liyos ha-shliach lehetev lacherim, lacherit, if I was zaycha to get stuck in somebody, I shouldn't brag how lucky I am. I should go to the bar and say, thank you, Hashem, that you gave me this chus that I should tell lois mo'az chitim. Shouldn't say, oh, I'm such a great bal tzedakah, I gave out so much mo'az chitim. Boy, am I a generous guy. I'm telling you, I'm such a good guy by tzedakah. I'm gewaltic. It's very normal human nature to do that. He says, that's a foolishness. You should only, every time you give a check out, instead of expecting somebody to praise you and thank you. So I was nifshal this week. There was nifshal this week. It was somebody. I tell you, I'm just. I have to make a public confession. I got an invitation to a chasna this week. Chasna, someone there. It's a show. Get the invitation. It was from Chav Vavader. It's past the chasna. A person came to America. They were broke. They didn't have a penny. Totally broke. So I can't even tell you the full story because I'm taking too much credit. So I have to guard the details here, not to take too much credit. The kids are, it's a bracha to mention that came, I should help them out. So I made a deal with them. I said, I'll tell you what you do. Your problem is felt bitachon. If you will learn chavis levavis every day, I'm going to buy you a chavis levavis. So you buy it, I'll pay you for it. And for every day you learn chavis levavis, I'll raise you kach v'kach. I'll raise you kach v'kach. So they went out and they got the chavis levavis. And every day I raised them kach v'kach. And a nice chunk. They disappear. I never heard from them. I know exactly who they are. It's not that these are some people. I know they are. I know exactly who the people are. The person, the Rosh Kailo, I know exactly who the person is. I mean, it's not like a phantom person. Disappeared on me. I gave them the money. They're gone with the wind. Nishda. I haven't heard from them in a couple of months. Never said thank you to me. Gone, Nishda. Gone. And I get the invitation to Chasana late. I figured I'll put a few words on. Thank you very much for helping us make this chasna. You know, without you, it couldn't have happened. They're a nechtige dog. So my first reaction was, hey, you know, I got people of these, you know. But then, you see, unfortunately, the problem is I have to be about me this because I learned this chesedul chavos last week before I was going to give this last week this year. We never got here last week. So I remembered, oh, you shite the Shabbatim. The Rebbeinu was mocked him. They're a fool of mocking. You read the chavos above us that the Rebbeinu says that only a fool would ask somebody to thank him for the chesed he does with them. I should thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I was zoicha to be the shliach to be meitiv lacherim, and I think that if I wouldn't have given them the money, there wouldn't have been a chasna. Idiot! That I was zoicha to be the guy who gave him the money, but without there'll be a chasna without me also, because by shared neshamayim they're going to make a chasna. The money's going to come to them one way or the other. I was zoicha. If it wasn't me, Hashem's next. There's a whole line. Hashem's the whole list. So I was first on, maybe I was eighth on the line actually, but that was the first 7 day Hashem tapped on the shoulder. They weren't Zaycha, means you have to be clear. They didn't get clear reception. They didn't hear Hashem speaking to them. I don't hear it all the time either, because a lot of people ask me to do things I don't say yes to them. And I don't help. So maybe I wasn't Zaycha, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It's only, you have to, I daven every day, you have Ruach HaKadosh to do the right thing. Yeah, that's exactly it. So I was maybe number 7 on the list for these people. So if I wouldn't have number 7, I would not answer. Hashem gets a busy signal from me, or no answer signal, or you get the answer machine like he usually does. So you go to number 8, and number 8 will do it. Number 8, number 9, not number 9, number 10. So no, I get no credit whatsoever. So if you misgoy, you misnasei, and that moidel Hashem, and you think I get the panosa, then he says, it tipishu. He says, tipish zehu amiskein amisyagei lirik boi lamazeh. He says, you're an idiot if you gather money in this world to give it to other people. I'm giving it to other people anyway, and I'm losing the ganze schar. So if I really think that's my credit, I lose the schar. This is a gewaltige zach. This is a gewaltige zach to think about. So I get no credit whatsoever. I get credit for listening to the Rabbanei Shalom, and I get credit for listening to Ratzon Hashem, but I really get no, but the money is not my credit. It's like we said the flip side. The flip side is that if somebody curses me and somebody hits me and somebody insults me, so zok the sefer achinuch, I have to know that it's not them. It's their Rebbeinu Shlom. No one can insult me unless their Rebbeinu Shlom wants to insult me. I get plenty of those too. So you know, I know about that. So it's not them. It's their Rebbeinu Shlom. But Hashem sent out a basket. He said, who's going to insult this person? He needs a good insult. He deserves an insult. He deserved it. He earned an insult. So the boss goes out. So who's going to say yes? A trusted person is going to say yes. The person's a mensch says, wow, I should insult the Rav. Never in the world. Never do such a thing. So the trusted person will hear it and do it, and he'll talk and get punishment for that. But it's not him who's cursing. It's the Rav who's cursing. Hashem is asking. Hashem says, you know, I have a big problem. I don't speak. My frequency doesn't go on human ears. My frequency doesn't go to, so it doesn't insult people. If I'll tell a person he's no good, it doesn't insult them so much. So it has to go through a human ear. So will you please be the mouth that will give these waves to the ear of this rabbi? So I press the man to say, oh, I loved, oh, this is great, I want to get that. He told me to be quiet in shul yesterday. I'm going to get that rub back. He told me, he looked at me, he said, I'm going to get him. Good, 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 good. Yo, pleasure. I'm going to give it to him. So he's going to, but it's not him who's doing it. Their bodies are doing it. Now, if he would have said no, Hashem has plenty of trust dimension in the world. This guy with Mizgaber of the Yetzirah, not giving into the Yetzirah to Mavaza. Hashem finds out there's plenty of candidates. Same thing with Tzedakah, the good stuff. Hashem gives a person a schus. I'm giving you an offer. I'm inviting you. You want to do this Tzedakah? You have the money. You know you have the money. What you're saving it for the big one. This guy doesn't look kosher enough to you. You only want to get to chreisos. If the Rav Shach calls you up, you'll give the money. And there's people that only want to give to Rav Shach. There's a fellow, he got a big Rav Shach, man. He has covered that Torah. Because often then people, covered that Torah, he's such a close to Rav Shach and his makur to Rabbi Rav Shteinman. I know that any other Talmud Chacham beneath that, he's Mavaza. Anything beneath Rav Shach and Rabbi Rav Shteinman, he has no derech eretz for. There's a cover for Rav Shach, there's a cover for Rav Shach, there's a cover for Zich. He wants to tell everybody, I'm Rav Shach's right man. Anything under that darge, oh, he's derech eretz. The kids are, the money, so some people only want to give to the big names. See, after the schus, Hashem says, would you like to give to this simple Jew also? So Hashem gives an invitation. The schus is that I should be zoiche, bezach, I should be pure enough to realize this is a tremendous tzedakah. This is a great thing. I should hear Hashem clearly telling me, yes, this is a good idea. Go for it. Go for it. This is good. Then take out the money. Don't be a tzorayin. Help him out. Come on, give it to him. That the Vorti says. So the person who thinks he deserves a yashikoyach, tipish zehu hamiskein. This nebuch, hamiskein is a nebuch. This first one is a tipish, he's a nebuch, and he's losing his chayim olam haba. But the Baal Seichel? The Baal Seichel. So these are the tipshim. The Baal Seichel Zad the Chayvus Avavis is Noeg Azoy. That number one is Yaitzei, or the Chayvus that the Torah says he should do. And his bitachin is, he has bitachin sheesh la pranosa v'chush shehem b'yad l'kim, who yaiser chazag me bitachin sheesh la pranosa v'chush shehem b'yadai. Hear how? V'vei she'en yadeya ma pranosa v'chush shehem b'yadai nitin lai b'tar pranosas michya, or b'tar pranosas hoin. Yeah, this is a very tifazach, you have to understand. He says, a baal bitachin has more bitachin that Hashem is holding the money that I need for my pranosa, Then the money I have in my hand. It's like I told you, it's Mama, she's saying the words are lying. What is our motto of the Chavis Lavavish here? That Bitochen is better than money in the bank. Those are the Chavis Lavavish. He says, Bitochen, that Hashem has whatever I need, is more secure in the eyes of the Baal Bitochen than what he actually has in his hand. Because what he has in his hand, he's not even sure why he has it. I'm not sure, why do we have this money for? I don't even realize it. I have so much money in my checkbook. In the Reisnet, why exactly do I have this money? So I think I need it because I need it for Pesach. Do I really need all this money for Pesach? I need so much. Why do I need this money for? What am I holding this money for? Is it for me? Is it for my kids? Is it for former life? I really don't know. But I know one thing for sure. So what I have, I don't know. I don't even know if I'll be zeichel to spend it right. I might just use it on myself and overspend on myself and not give it to tzedakah properly. I might make the wrong cheshbonos. But one thing's for sure. I know that whatever I need, Hashem is right there. Today, it looks like it's on my checkbook. I don't know what's going on in my checkbook. Really, I don't know what it is. Really, maybe it's paying my chayvus already. Maybe it's trying to. Maybe I should pay my chayvus up. People don't want to pay the chayvus up. They don't begin to pay. They have the money in the bank. They don't want to pay the chayvus up to other people. Maybe I should pay chayvus up. Maybe I should do other things. Maybe I should pay. We are so complicated. We are so selfish. We are so strange that we don't even know ourselves what we're doing with our money. We're not even allocating our money seicheldik. And you can owe money and you have this chayv, you're not taking care of that. And I'm collecting for somebody. Did you go to his brother yet? Did you go to his brother? His brother's a very rich person. You're coming to me. I'm glad to give you, but you know he has a very rich brother. Did you go to his brother yet? I don't know. So, anyway, the brother's very rich. It could be the brother is not going to give. Whatever reasons the brother has not to give his poor brother, the rich brother. What's it? Midas. So the rich brother has a lot of money, and he's not going to be zoichet. B'sarich al tesalim, his first chiyuv is to his own brother, whose mamash has no parnasa whatsoever. But he might not be zoichet, because he's like his brother. Who knows what the reason is, whatever the sibling rivalry is. So bitachon zok techavis levav, I have more bitachon that Hashem has for me whatever I need, then my own money, I don't even know if it's my own money, I'm going to do the right thing with my own money. I know one thing for sure, Hashem will do right with his money. He has all the money in the world. And the Meila Zok, I'm not even sure, he says, Aideas is nahagusai vashkafaisav anachainais hu hayagi ala kovet balamazeh velasachav alavach. I have to hope that I will be zoicha, that my asnagus and my hashkafah will bring me, that I'll use my money properly, that I'll get the proper covet in this world that I deserve, and I'll get the schar malam haba. If I will use my money properly, I'll be zoich attack to get what I deserve. Covet doesn't mean I have to get chveis. What covet? Covet means dignity. Covet, you have a sense of dignity. Covet means self-worth. Then if I do with my strength, not just my money, my time, and my seichel, and I use my resources, if Hashem gave me resources, and I use my resources properly, don't squander them, so I can squander my time running around doing some project which is narishkeit. Why didn't I do? Why don't I help when I'm supposed to help? People, again, prioritize properly. If I'll prioritize, and I'll help what I have to help. I'll help my help my family first. Then I'll do for my shul, I'll do for my kids' yeshivas first. Then I'll worry about the ganze welt. So what am I bazarging about a yeshiva in China if I haven't taken my own son's yeshiva? See, I'm starting a project for the new yeshiva in Beijing, the Beijing Kailel. You heard about the Beijing Kailel? If it hasn't started yet, it's going to start. Someone's going to tell me, it'll be the first time in history there'll be a Beijing Kailal in the, and this will be the first time in Tiananmen Square. Can you imagine what a schus it's going to be to have in Tiananmen Square? A guy came last week. We have a Kailal Mul Kaidash HaKadoshim. We have the Kailal Mul Kaidash HaKadoshim in the Kaisal Cotton. This is such a Hashiva. I said, I don't know, it's more Hashiva during Torah in Mul Kaidash HaKadoshim in some dangerous Arab quarter. I don't know, it's more Hashiva than learning Torah in Pocatello, Idaho. I don't know what it sounds like it has. So for some nar, you'll catch somebody. Wow, Mul Kaddish HaKadosh, we're going to have a Kailam, Mul Kaddish HaKadosh. I don't have any more Hashivas to have a Kailam, that Muslim quarter, because it sounds good, then they have a Kailal in where they need it someplace, Takya. So, I should give my money to the right place. Maybe I have a Chiyuv to give the Kailal down the block. I have a Chiyuv to give to my own kids' yeshivas and make sure that the yeshivas are supported properly. What am I getting so disposed? You have to be Zoyche. So I should be Zoyche up there that I'll be my hasnagus. I'll have covered by the mazel. Covered means a sense that I am properly directed and I am balanced, I am adjusted in doing what the right thing is. I'll get Tzchal Mabo. As it says, Hallelujah, Ashrei Ish Yireyes Adnoi, Mitzvayis Uchotzev Yichofis Moit. Zokter Weiter, he says, there are many people, he says, that the real reason they want money is not so much for security. There are people that manage dollars for money is because they love covet. And they only define themselves, covet is above us, this is modern psychobabble. There are certain people only define themselves up there by their what they own. They have no self-worth. There are people who have no sense of self, no sense of identity, and their entire sense of identity is only their checkbook. And with that checkbook, they know there'll be a shmata. And because of that, money is so significant by them. It's not their fault even. That, again, we can go into psychological. They weren't given the proper self-identity. They were a child. They weren't given boundaries. They weren't given a sense of worth. But the fact is, these people, they want money for one reason. Some people want money for what it can buy. I think that's why I like money for what it can buy. I like money for security. I want for a rainy day. You know, I want money in the bank for the rainy day, for the proverbial rainy day. I want my IRA account. I want to have security so I can retire. And I want to buy this. And I want to buy. I like money for what I can buy and the security gives me. I can honestly say, I don't think money, if I want money, it's not because I want covered from the money. I have other ways to get covered. Chabanda are begging for covered. If I'm covered, I have other ways to get covered. I don't need money for covered. I have better ways. Chabesser are begging. I have cheaper ways to get covered. I can make a tire of Karl Lachbar, but he says this, people don't want the money for what it can buy. They don't want the money for the security. They say that they think that the more they're worth, kol shirechushim yaiser gadol, they'll get more covet. Zog dechavis levavis, he shtus mitzidam. There's a big shtus, and it comes because they think because covet is covet amadume, and they're right. Oh, if they're rich, they're gonna get covet. There's no question about it. People are gonna chant for them left and right. But if they only know the real reason why people chant for them for their money, they wouldn't be so proud of their money. He says, oh yeah, you're gonna get covet. But they think, they look at the Hamoinam as Mechabed Ashirim, but the truth of the matter is, it doesn't prove that the Ashirim are really Mechubedik. It doesn't prove that the Ashirim really are Bali Kovet. Just because the Hamoinam, the masses, give Kovet to the rich people, doesn't mean that the Ashirim are Be'etzim Mechubad, that they are Chosh of the people. Because the reason why the Hamoinam gives Kovet to the Ashirim is because they want the money for themselves. Heim Choyim the Mesa'isha Shalahem. The poor people want the money from the rich people. And they're thinking of ways to ingratiate themselves, to draw some of that money, to siphon it off to themselves. And therefore they're machnif the rich people. They don't have a derech eretz to the rich person. They have no derech eretz to his money. They just want his money. They're not derech, they want his money. So they're friendly, give me a job, give me a hot tip, give me an eitzah, give me a hamlatzah. They want his money. And that's why they give him covet. And, of course, these people are just as stupid. So the Amoinam are trying to flatter the rich person, are the most foolish, also idiots. Zokta, because if they would realize that nobody will give you a penny unless it's nigzim in the Shemayim. As the Chavetz Chaim said earlier, nobody loves me in the world. Even my parents don't love me. Even my wife doesn't love me. Nobody loves me. Only Hashem loves me. And if Hashem loves me, He'll put love for me into someone's heart. When Hashem doesn't like me, He'll take away. My wife won't even love me anymore. That's Pshat Ish V'Ish, Shechina Shurbinayim. If the Shechina is there, my wife loves me, and the Zava. If Hashem doesn't love me, so He can punish me in different ways. My boss can hate me, my kids can hate me, my brother can hate me, my mother can hate me, my wife can hate me. Probably the biggest punishment, I hate myself. It's also a punishment. That's too complex. That's too psychological. I can't go into right now. The Chavetz Chaim didn't address that particular question. That's a Shaila. But that anyone else hates me is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Anyone else loves me, it's only from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So, idiot, you're going to come for this rich person. If anything, you're lowering yourself. Because he's not going to have derech eretz for you because you're confident in him. You think he's stupid. And you think he's going to give you money because you're such a nice guy. No one gives you a penny, no one gives you a job, no one gives you a favor unless the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is geyser. And be yecholtam v'koichem shel asirim lasseis. The rich people can't give anything. They can't put their hands in the pocket unless Hashem says, put your hand in your pocket, give them the money. If it's not nigzar, if a person has seichel, he'd be titled tikva only in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and nobody but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he wouldn't give kavod to anybody but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Or somebody who Hashem says, he's royal kavod. You wouldn't give kavod just arbitrary kavod. Who says give this Hashem kavod? He doesn't deserve the kavod. Gol nisht. If not, if somebody did something worthy of kavod, if he did taka gval tigazach, then taka, you give him some kavod. You taka give him kavod afterwards, after he does a good thing, but not before. You give him the kavod after. And this brings us into a very important subject I'll tell you about in a second. So he says, you only should give kavod, misha mizbalet, b'maylas, mishabachas, Hashem nasan loy. Asher beglon l'roi shabari yichabed oisai. Like it says in Shmuel, ki mechabdai achabed. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, those people are mechabed me, I give kavod to. Ki mechabdai achabed u'boizai yikolov. But those who mevazim me, gonish. So, the very popular term in the world, Rebbe mechabed ashirim. Rebbe mechabed ashirim. Rebbe mechabed ashirim. So, many times Rosh Hashivas come to me and I see that they're going overboard and cover to the Ashirim. See, you know, you're confronting these people. It's not right. You're beloved, belittling yourself. What are you doing? What are you going to cover to this Ashir for? Doesn't deserve any cover. Most Ashirim are under the category of Asher Yana Azus, the Aziponim. It's hard to be an Ashir. Most Ashirim are arrogant and they're mechutzafim. They don't deserve any cover whatsoever. They deserve a good frask upon them. I love giving it to them, physically or verbally. They deserve a good frask. They should pull down their pants, give them a spanking. That's what they deserve, a good spanking. And everybody, to the extent that we feel that we're all a shtickle azipan, to the extent that we're feeling our oats today, we made a few bucks, make medach with something, and that's how they treat everybody, these ashirim. So usually an asher is, tachanun yadav rosh, v'asher yana azus. They deserve a part good to petch. They're the best thing you can do for the asher, if you want to do them a favor. So these people are flattering these Ashirim. But the state in the Gemara, Rabbi Mechabed Ashirim, Rabbi Mechabed Ashirim. So let's learn the Gemara. So therefore, we have to learn that Gemara. Because the Chavetz Chaim says, don't give cover to the Ashirim. Don't give cover to the Ashirim. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara in Ervin, the Gemara says in Ervin Azoy. Gemara says in Ervin, daf pay him a base and pay vav. Gemara says, the Maisla is Rabbi. Rebbe, there was a fellow named Bunayas ben Bunayas, and this fellow, he came to Rebbe, and very rich, and he said to him, Rebbe said, Panu Mokaim leben Meyamana. Rebbe, so he came to the yeshiva, came to shul, he said, give him a seat, give him a chair for a guy who's worth 100 mana. Mana was a lot of money, Meyamana is like $1 million. So make place for the millionaire. Rebbe gave cover to the millionaire. You see, Rebbe is being mocked as the millionaire. Another fellow came, big Veer Rebbe said, this is a double millionaire, he's a multi-millionaire. You have to give him a bigger cup, you have to give him a bigger mazak drashi, give him a place even more chashiv, because big dilem, if he covered ashray. So for a millionaire, there was a millionaire's mizrafant, and there was a multi-millionaire's mizrafant. So there was a special place, according to your financial position. So Amr Lefanda of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi, he said to him, so Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaisi was one of the Talmidim there. He said, Rabbi Avav Shel Zeh Yesh Le Elef Sfinais B'Yam, who connect on Elef Ayaris B'Yabasha. So Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi that this Bunayas, really, you didn't shas him upright. You said that he's a millionaire, but he's Bunayas ben Bunayas, the first fellow. You put the first fellow in the millionaire's row, the second guy in the multimillionaire's row. But the emes of the first fellow is also a multimillionaire, because the tata, he's getting money the good old fashioned way. He's gonna yarshin it soon. So his father has 1,000 ships, more than Aristotle Onassis. He has 1,000 ships in his fleet, and he has 1,000 cities that pay him tribute every year. So Rebbe said that to Rabbi Shmuel, when you get to his father, you meet his father, Bunayas, tell him that he should dress his kid a little more chashuv. He should wear more chashuv b'kelim, because don't send him to me b'kelim halal l'fanai. He looked only like a millionaire. He wasn't dressed like a multimillionaire. Next time he should come with the golden cufflinks with a couple of... He's only wearing a little rhinestones. I want gold cufflinks with diamonds, and I want him to wear a golden tie clip, the Super Borsellino, the Colombo. He's only wearing up his cuff. He should have a super. He should wear the Colombo. It's cost a bit on there. A Shtreimel Eichel. The Shtreimel is just one of these cheap Shtreimels. I want the top of the line. Because he doesn't look at that. I didn't recognize him. Zog to Gemara, Rabbi Mechabed Hashir. Gemara, bottom line is Rabbi gave cover to Hashir. Rabbi Akiva Mechabed Hashir. Rabbi Akiva also gave cover to Hashir. Why? Because Darash Rava Bar Mori. Like Rava Mori Darshan. Some say Rabba Bar Mori. Shed up passing until him, Samach Aleph, Yashav Oilam, Lefnei Elohim. Chesed the MS Man Yin Tsuruhu. Shed up passing. Pasuk is not clear what the words mean. Yashav Oilam Thalakim, may the world be established, may the world be settled in front of the Banishna. Chesed Vemes Man Yitzuru. And Chesed Vemes, who will be the one to guard it? That's the loose translation of the Pasuk. Taiches up Rabba Bar Mori, Amosai Yashav Oilam Thalakim. When is the world properly settled? When is the world Meyushav? When is there a world order? When are things beseder? When is it yashav? There's a yishav olam. Develop the social order. The structure is appropriately structured. When bisman shechesed vemes man yinzeru. When there are those who keep up chesed vemes. Zok drashi bisman sheish ashirim shegaimun chasadim mezanim mezanis naniim vehem yinzeru. When the ashirim know their place, and the Ashirim know that the social order will always have rich and poor, then the world is beseder. That means there's a medrash. My shrei always say, the medrash in Tillim says it a little bit differently. That's this medrash in Baruch Mishpatim. That David HaMelech came to the Rabbanu Shalom. The medrash puts it like in the question and the answer of David HaMelech. David HaMelech said to the Rabbanu Shalom, Yashav Olam Lefnei Elokim. So the medrash Hashem, David HaMelech said, there's such rich people in the world, and there's such poor people in the world, and there's such an economic gap between the rich and the poor. Rabbanu Shalom, why didn't you equalize the world? Why did you make such disparity, such economic extremes, that is extremely wealthy and extremely poor, and there seems to be an inappropriate distribution of wealth? And if I would be God, says David HaMelech, I would accuse God of being mamish. I would say Alan Greenspan does a better job in economics than God, because you did not distribute the wealth fairly, and it's not fair. There's richer to rich, and the poorer to poor, and there's a nish beseder. Why don't you just make a median income? And there's a median income every year that come out, the economic view of what the average income of America is. What is it today? It's $50,000 or a camp. I don't know, it's less still. $30,000 in a family. So we should take all the money away from the rich, and we should give it to the poor, and have a socialist state. That's exactly what David said. The Bajdom, Yashav Oilam Lefnei Elokim. And for the Bajdom, Chesed Vemes, Man Yitzuru. You dubbed it, you're right, but what's he with Chesed Vemes? Oilam Chesed Yibana, I created the world for Chesed Vemes. That's exactly why the disparity, says the Rebbeinu Shlom. I made the Aniyim to give the Ashirim a chance to do a mitzvah. And the Aniyim are doing the rich a favor by taking from the poor. And again, the Chassidish Rebbe said, I solved half the problem. The poor are willing to take. All I have to do now is get the rich to give. Right? That's half the problem of the world's social problems to solve. The poor are willing to take. The rich don't have to want to give. Hashem says, I want the distribution of wealth to be given by the rich. This is what's called the discretionary wealth. This is not what they need. This is beyond what they need. So the Gemara says a little different over here. The Gemara says, when is the Oilam Yushav? That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is after that Gemara. When will the world be proper distribution? When is it an organized world? When do we see the world where Hashem really wanted it to be? Hashem didn't want that there should be talk extremes of wealth and there should be extreme poverty. But who's in charge of distribution? Hashem said, that's your job, Chevra. I'm Shaddai. I made a world die. I said, I did enough. Now you take over. You finish the job for me. You distribute the wealth. So Mele zog the Gemara. So Vosh state in the Gemara. That Rebbe was Mechabed Ashirim, not Stam Ashirim. It's Mamish like the Chavetz Lvava says. The Chavetz Lvava says you should not give Kavod to the Ashirim before they give out the money. Don't give them Kavod to tickle money out of them. Don't give them awards. Don't give them all these awards in order to play games with them and chant for the Ashirim. Don't chant for Ashirim to get the money out of them. That's stupid. Because if the Rebbe Ashton wants to get the money, you go to the Ashir and say, I need money for my yeshiva. Don't give him any chanifa. If you smile more at the Ashir than you smile to the poor person, you are a chanif. If you give more derech eretz to the rich guy than the poor guy, and I told you a story once, the details, the maisa, I told you the story once from the Ramah, there was once a fellow in Kruke, I think his name was Beryl the Shikr, and Beryl the Shikr was a gewaltige Shikr, and every extra penny he got, he spent on drink, and he was a shikir. And once, he died suddenly on Friday night, and he came afterwards to the Ramah, the Rav of Kruke in a dream. It's printed in the Pinkus of Kruke. Came to the Ramah in a dream, and the Ramah said to him, where are you coming? He was shining. Where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from Beit Shamala. Beit Shamala, you? He says, yeah, rarely when I came to Shemayim, they wanted me to make me a member of Beit Shamala. The only problem is, I was my tzitkus, I was Roy, but I was such an Amoris, they couldn't put me in. So they made me the shliach of the Beit Shamala. Because I'm a chelik, I'm a member of the Beit Shamala, just I can't be a member of Bepoil because the chvei is gonish. But I'm the shliach. And they sent me messages to speak to you. He said, really, what'd you do so good? He says, Erev Shabbos, just as Erev Shabbos, I had some money in my pocket. And I went to the tavern to buy my usual shikras. And just as I went in, there was a yid passing by. He says, Beryl, you're going to spend money, Zoifin, you're going to spend money to get drunk, and I don't even have money for Shabbos Chalas and Neir Shabbos and Yayin. So I was kovish my yetzara to drink, and I gave this yid all my money, and he went, and I conquered my addiction, and I gave him the money for Shabbos, and I died right away. I had my tikkun in the veld, and there was such a gabal, I did other things too. But this was like the crowning glory of my life, such a mesiris for me to give it up. And they said, I belong in Bein Shamala, but I'm an Amoritz, so maybe the Shliach. So Moses said, what's going on in heaven? How am I doing over there? What's Halton day for me in Shemayim? He said, you're okay, but they have tainas on you. Why do you have tainas on me? Tainas is because when you go around, you're a big Baal Tzedak, you're a Gabbai Tzedak, you're around collecting, but you only go around collecting from the rich people. You don't go to the poor people. You go to the rich. Number one, it's more of a chubba to go to the rich. Number two, you figure the rich. You go to a rich guy, you'll get a big donation. Save me. Why don't you go to 10 poor people, 20 poor people for $5? I should go to the rich. That's not your job. Your job is got to be stuck just to do what you got. You got to collect. And you have to mezaka the poor people too. When you go around collecting, you want mezaka people money. Your purpose is not to make the money. You don't make the money. Their budget makes the money. You just be mezaka yid. And if you're a gabbai tzedakah, no one has to be a gabbai tzedakah. If you want to be a gabbai tzedakah, you have to mezaka across the board. And your purpose in going collecting is not that you should succeed and not that you should make a certain amount of money. Nairishkeit. The money is their bayashtam. Their bayashtam put in the head of the person has to give you, and I see it bepoil. That people that give me money, people I never expected money from will come over and give me a fortune of money. People I thought are my life. People I thought they never pay it to their name. They'll give me a fortune. And the big Azi Panim, the rich, they seldom give. The rich guys give you bizyonas and excuses, very good in excuses, very creative. They put it into learning, they be mamash goinim, and their creative excuses is called defensive tzedakah. They give it as defensively as possible to defend themselves. It becomes offensive after a while. But the defense becomes an offense. But the daniyim, you have to go to the daniyim also. If you go to the Dr. Chavis Lavavis, if you go to an Oisha and you give cover to an Oisha for the sake of flattering him, you're missing the mark entirely. You have no asaga what the distribution of wealth is all about. After, he says, when you give cover to somebody, after talk, it is something good. And it doesn't mean you have to make a dinner his honor either, by the way. And it doesn't say you have to give him a plaque. There's other ways to give him cover this. Don't stalk him. Is there fine? You can give him a warm handshake. They say, you deserve, you send him a letter. your chashav yid. Doesn't mean you have to go on and do exaggerated things and do all these mishagasim. And today there's going to be a dinner from a yeshiva in Brooklyn. I got the invitation. And they're giving the World Harbatas Torah Award to somebody. The World Harbatas Torah Award, this guy is Matir Tarfis, and as Megayer Goyim. Who knows what other things he's doing in the world. He's getting the World Harbatas Torah Award. Well, I get yelled. And we get them covered. We get covered the Mamish, Village Zog and Weiter. But not really covered. But Mevilge, who says, I don't know if he gave the money yet. He's going to give the money. But whatever it is, there's definitely with the Tanai to get the money. And what shigas? You have not that Talmidim on the Matzlocha. The Bnei Yisrael says, how can you see so many kids, the good kids, and they're young, and they don't amount to anything. You see so many kids, they're learning great in yeshiva, they amount to nothing. They leave the yeshiva to nothing. It's because the money that paid the Schar Limud, or the yeshiva's money came with Gezel, it came Nishriftig. If the money comes from an unkosher source, then the Torah is Pogum, and the Torah is tainted, and the kids become tainted, and that's why there's no Atzlocha. There's no Atzlocha, it doesn't work, it doesn't help. So money that comes from Chanifa doesn't help either. It doesn't help. Rebbe Mechavad Hashim is a pshat that after someone did something good, he said, oh, if Rebbe knew this person was about tzedakah already, then Rebbe gave kavod. Rebbe gave kavod la'akra ma'isa. Rebbe gave kavod la'akra ma'isa, not kaidim ma'isa. That's the pshat. Bigger clothes of pshat. I gave you kavod. You know, you're a millionaire. You know, the money you're giving, your father gives like a millionaire, and your taka dressed like a millionaire. You deserve kavod because your taka is living up to your millionaire. A millionaire goes around dressed. It's his uniform. A billionaire should wear the uniform of a millionaire. To know a millionaire should not go around driving a schmata car. He should drive a nice car. I'm not saying he has to drive a Rolls Royce. But if a millionaire drives a schmata car, he's going, oh, I'm not, no, who am I? I mean, it depends. I know a few big bali tzedakah could drive schmatas. But in general, I'm just saying in general. I'm not saying a chaykul yavid. The statement should Shulchan Aruch has to drive a great car. The point is a millionaire can live appropriately. And he can have a simcha, a nicer simcha perhaps. It's not nishkefel, he can dress nicer. Hashem gave it, then it's fine. But the purpose, he said himself, is this is to remind me. It's like the Zayda Dennis, our Zayda Dennis, who was the biggest gevir, one of the biggest gevir in Russia, in Kharkov. So he told his wife, you want Persian rugs? We can afford the Persian rugs. Why not? We have the money for the Persian rugs. We have the Persian rugs, right? You can have the Persian rugs, but not on the first floor of the house. Because the first floor of the house is where the Armalite come in, and we have soldiers eating over here, and the Armalite, they come with their dirty boots. I don't want them to feel inhibited that when they come into the house, they should feel that they should feel bad that they're dirtying up our beautiful Persian rugs. So you can have the rugs, but only in the second floor in our private apartment, because this is how we live. But on the first floor, it's got to be simple, so the people who come in should not be intimidated by the wealth in the house. I want them to feel total free reign in the house over here. So Rebbe said, this person dresses like a millionaire. No, Hitaka is like a millionaire. Oh, he's richer than that. So he should talk, remind them. It's like the Beis HaLevi told the Yenamites and the Beis HaLevi on Yom Kippur night. So a Gvir in Shul, Yom Kippur night. It's a little strange story. He was saying Tillim, and he was up learning. Beis HaLevi chased him out of Shul. He said, out. Chase me out. He says, you know, in the army, in the Tsar's army, there's all kinds of different sections of the army. There's the Navy, there's the Marines, there's the military, there's the artillery, there's all kinds of different parts of the army. And everybody has to know their different place. So too in the army of Hashem, there's the army of Bnei Torah, there's the army of a Bali Mitzvah, and there's the Gvirim. And the Gvirim, their job is to think of ways day and night how they can make Tiftoniyim. Your job is not to see the Sefer Tehillim right now. Yom Kippur, you want us to think of how you can fulfill your main tachlis in the world, which is to be a gvir who gives tzedakah properly, go and make a cheshbon on Yom Kippur, vifil tzedakah you're going to give. Otherwise, you're a deserter from the army. You're like a Navy guy who's running to be in the army. You're like a Marine who's going to be in the artillery. You belong, Yom Kippur, you build a schus. Your main schus today is go be a cheshbon on Yom Kippur and figure out how much more tzedakah. That's what you have to remember, you are a gvir. So Rebbe said they have to dress like a gvir, not for the sake of showing off. He didn't say go be elaborate. He didn't say a Rolls Royce. He said you have to have a display of wealth for yourself, enough to remind you that you're actually an Orman. Because if you don't care, if you can eat dry bread, and you're going to be mistopic, you're a rich guy, you'll say, well, the Amalite, why should I care about an Orman? Why should I, what? He has to eat more than dry bread. He has to treat generously. I'm not generous, I'm cheap on me, I'll be cheap on him. So don't be so cheap on yourself. Be a little generous to yourself. So it's mashpia, the chetzanias, mashpia, the premius, that you'll be a little more generous to the Nandim as well. That's what Rebbe meant. So Rebbe's on Mechavad Hashem again for two reasons. Number one, the Dasha should probably get a little cover to remind himself who he is. And it was only those who deserved it already. They had already deserved it, and they earned it already for their ma'isim. So Rebbe felt, I have to recognize it, that the Chofetz Chaim says, you give kavod la'akra ma'isa, ki mechabdai achabeg. But l'shem chanife. And as a matter of fact, the Ben Yoyada says over here, very good, he says, Ben is chronologic is not the Seder, because it says Rebbe mechabed Hashem, and then it says Rebbe Kiva mechabed Hashem. Rebbe Kiva. Now, Rebbe Kiva, the truth of the matter is, I'll tell you what he says. He says, so chronologically, Rebbe Kiva lived before Rebbe. Chronologically, Rebbe Kiva lived before Rebbe. Rebbe Kiva was the Rebbe of Rav Meir, and Rav Meir was the Rebbe of Rebbe. Rebbe Kiva lived before Rav Meir, or Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Nasi. So why is it Rebbe first? It's up there because it's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even Rebbe was Mechabed Hashem, even though he was an Usher himself. The Chiddush is that Rebbe was Mechabed Hashem, that even though Rebbe was a big Usher, and he was a big Meyuchas, he still gave cover to Hashem. So Rebbe certainly wasn't giving cover to Hashem as Chanifa. Rebbe Kiva ended up his life as a big Oysher also, by the way. The Gemara says Rebbe Kiva was Nasashir. Could be Rebbe Kiva was richer than Rebbe in the end. Because Rebbe himself was independently wealthy. He got his money from Antoninus Kesar. Who was rich of Asaph? The Gemara says that Rebbe Kiva was Nasashir for, what was it, 3 or 6 ways. Rebbe Kiva got rich. Rebbe Kiva was a very, very, very rich man. Because Sleva covered lover. Everybody gets rich. You learn, Imar B'Tzar, you always get rich in the end. You know that. So it always starts off poor, you end off rich. You always end off rich. Avadi Yosef was the poorest man in the world when he started learning Torah. He was so poor that he would learn b'chavrusa, and he had one room for his wife, his children, himself, a kitchen. I would learn b'chavrusa. His wife had to go under the table, called to nurse the baby, because he's learning his chavrusa. There was no tzniyas to get a place in the whole little apartment, in the kachalin apartment they owned when they were first married. The only tzniyas to get a place you can nurse the baby is they're going under the table. They were learning and sitting under the tablecloth, nursing the baby. That was what he was when he started. Today he's doing okay. Go to Hanof, you'll see his new apartment. It's very nice. So the kids, Saifa covered lava, Saifa Aisha lava, and Rebbe Kiva was a big Aisha. But it does talk to Ben Yoyada. It says Rebbe Mechabed Hashirim first. Now he says, this is Gavalt. Exactly. Wow, I never knew this one. Wow, he says, you know what's Pshat Yashiv Oidon Lefnei Elokim? He says, Elokim Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. He says, what are the Oisias that come after Elokim? The Oisias that come after Elokim, what comes after Elokim? After an Aleph comes a Beis. After Lamed comes a Mem. After a Hey comes a Vav. Right? After a Yud comes a Chaf. After a Mem comes a Nun. What does it spell? What does it spell? Beis, Mem, Vav, Chaf, Nun spells the Muchan. The Muchan. After Elokim comes the Muchan. He was mechabed these people because these people understood that Elokim is the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Elokim is the Teva. Elokim is Teva. Elokim is the world. Elokim is Midas Adin. Hashem is Bedin. Hashem gives out everybody what they're supposed to get in Teva. Elokim is Teva. But there are people who are designated by the Rebbeinu Shlomo that he's Meichim. Hashem prepares the Shefa should go through them to the ganze Welt. The reason why Rebbe's Mechabed is Hashem because they were b'muchan. They were muchan and mezuman. They heard the call of Hashem. Hashem said to them, listen, I have loads of money. Liyah kesev, liyah zav. How am I going to transfer the money to the world? You Hashem, you are the transfer. You are the tellers. You are the bank tellers. You are the mailmen. Do you hear me? So he gave them cover because they were b'muchan. Since they were b'muchan, they were on the ready. They were Johnny on the spot. They were the minutemen. They were ready to go. That's why he's mechabed them, because they were b'muchan. So he says, you got to dress like Hashirim. You have to look like Hashirim. So remember, this is a uniform. A postman wears a uniform. Why does he wear a uniform for? He should know who he is. He wears a uniform. You know who you are, and you do your job better. So the usher has to be b'muchan. He has to be muchan mezuman. He has to wear his clothing. He has to wear his big day kahuna. He has to wear his l'shareis l'Hashem. Does it b'muchan. When a person feels it's a pikadon, that everything is mukhan from the Rabbanish, that the usher understands everything is mukhan and mazuman from the Rabbanish. The money is the Rabbanish. It's mukhan and mazuman. In the world, the people think the World Bank is someplace in Switzerland. The World Bank is in the Shemayim. The Rabbanish is liya kesef, liya zov, Amar Hashem. Hashem wants to give it out. And he's saying to the people, listen, America, listen, world, I have money to give out. Hey, Gvir, do you want to be my shliach? You do a good job, I'll give you some more to give out. Do a good job. Hindi Mukhan Mazuman. I know Hashem, this is Mukhan Mazuman cash. They want Mazumanim. I'm giving out the cash. I got the money ready. You gotta do it Bitsadi Yaisatayu. You gotta give Bitsadi Yaisatayu. Okay, very good. Very good. So this is the Pshat Rebbe in Chavis. So those are the Chavis of Vavis. If you give any cover to an Asher before Lamaisa, this is Chanifas. You have to give Daniyim the same cover as Ashirim. You have to go to Daniyim, collect money. I'm Nichshel this also. I'm Nichshel also. I collect money. I go to the Ashirim. Why do I go to the Ashirim? Because it's quicker. It's quicker. I figure, why? I want to help this guy out. I'm making a mistake too. Every time I go collecting the Ashirim, I always think there are more. I still over on it. I'm making all kinds of public confessions here today. It's terrible. But it's a big nesayon. It's a big nesayon to go to the Ashirim. That's the biggest chanifa. It's only after Ashirim, not to bother Daniyim. Without getting to the Daniyim, you'll be surprised. You'll make the same amount of money, because I'll send the bunch of them anyway. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Unfortunately, we went over time again, but what's coming time?